What's on Tap? Brought to you by Laguna Beach Beer Company.
That's right. What's on Tap every Friday at noon is our excuse to drink beer in the studio and talk about one of our favorite local businesses, Laguna Beach Beer Company. The owner himself is with us today. What's up, Brent? How are you, man?
Hey, Tyler, good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back with you. We've had a little bit of a hiatus here. Yep. I wasn't here last week. We missed a month, and I missed drinking beer at noon on a Friday.
Me too.
Dude, welcome back. It's your job to drink beer daily, not mine. It's a real treat for me. So, first of all, tell us what's going on over there. I mean, you guys have a very full weekly calendar. You got trivia, you got live music, starting to do some DJs and stuff. So what's
up? That's right. Yeah. And we're actually starting a happy hour, starting this week, 3 to 6, Monday through Thursday, $5 appetizers, $5 core beers, $10 Main Beach flatbread. That's the margarita style, and $2 off wine.
Nice. So that hasn't happened before? You haven't had a happy hour like that?
Not really. We've done some specials here and there, but this one's going to be Monday through Thursday. So it's a little bit different than what we've done.
Okay, cool. And then some of the nightly events again, Trivia Tuesdays.
Live music. We usually do something on Saturday nights, but you can check out our website. We'll always keep that updated. So we're always trying to do fun stuff.
Cool. I remind the listening audience every time that I am with my team, the Trivia Champions of Tuesdays.
That's right.
We've only been 3 times, but we've won every time.
It's amazing.
100% success rate. We will be back.
I hope so.
So just watch out, everybody.
Yeah.
Right on. So you got a new brew system,
yes,
right?
Yes, so we did. About that. We did. So we bought a new 15-barrel brew house. And that'll do about 450 gallons at a time. It's along with a couple more fermenters. So what we wanted to do with this new brew house is, look back at some of our earlier beers that we've made and fine tune some of the recipes, which is one of the beers that we have today.
So that is off-site now, that brew house?
No, we just replaced the one. This is in our production facility out in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Okay.
We took out the old one, put in the new one. And we fired it up and brewed this one right after the first of the year.
Cool. So we are going to taste here in a second, Second Reef Blonde Ale.
That's correct.
Which is like a staple for you guys. It has been all along.
Yes.
But this is the new one.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this has been out in the market for quite a while. I'm sure a lot of you have tried it. We didn't want to change it too much because it has been a very popular beer, but we did want to fine tune it just a little bit. So you'll notice that it's a little bit more malt forward, although it is still very light and very clean, very clear beer. It's going to be an easy drinking, great summer beer.
Cool. Well, let's do my favorite weekly sound effect. Go ahead. I'm gonna cut the music.
All right, let's do it.
That is real. That's not even staged. That's an actual
it's the best sound.
Beer crack live in studio. And by the way, in case any of our community hosts are listening, it's allowed because they're a sponsor, okay? It doesn't mean other people can start bringing beer in studio. So this is, again, the Second Reef Blonde on the new beer keg system.
Yep, that's right. The new brew house. This one comes in at 5.4%.
Okay.
You'll notice that you'll little malty on the front, and you'll get a little bitterness on the back.
All right, here I go.
But it's just a light, nice beer.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Yeah.
Definitely a beer that you can drink at noon.
Agreed. Some of the stouts and stuff we have in here, I'm like ready for bed after.
Right, but exactly.
This is pretty good.
This is a good daytime drinker.
Yeah, it's got the color of your average light beer, but certainly doesn't taste like 90% water like some of them might.
Exactly. Yeah. Close to a lager, but it just has more flavor and a little bit more enjoyable for the people looking for a full flavor.
So I know you're not the brewmaster, but what is it about the new system that allows you to change the flavor and make it better or whatever?
Well, what's interesting, even though the recipe, even if you try to keep the same recipe, it's going to be different. Every brew house is different. And it's sometimes it's how quickly water heats up, how vigorous the boil is. There's a lot of different variables that come into play when you're making your beer. So even if we try to do the same recipe, it's going to come out a little bit different.
Yeah.
So we just took that as, hey, let's not really start from scratch, but let's go back to the beginning and really structure this beer exactly how we want it.
And do you guys use the city water from where?
Rancho Santa Margarita.
From Rancho Santa Margarita.
Yes, we do treat the water though. So the water profile, which obviously it's a big piece of beer.
It's the piece.
It is. Yeah. So you do treat the water. There's a lot of breweries, you can actually create the water profile from you know, Germany or different places in the world.
So cool.
You get those exact water profiles.
Yeah, and Rancho Santa Margarita's water as it is pretty good, right? Pretty high quality.
It's decent, but we run it through filters and we boil it and we add different minerals and things to it. And it also depends mostly on the style of beer you're making.
Right on. Cool.
Depending on what you want in it.
Nice, you guys. So what's coming up next? Are there other beers to look forward to? You guys are always making new stuff.
You know, we're actually packaging the Orange Crush today. It came out last year and was extremely popular. It's a cream ale with orange zest vanilla beans. So it tastes like a creamsicle, and it's going to be on CO2 and nitro. So it's fantastic, and we've been getting a lot of people asking for it. It's being packaged today. So we'll have that one next week.
We have a beer drinking girl in the corner who's squealing, squealing.
It's a fantastic beer.
Do we get to taste that next week on the show?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Always stoked. Yep. Well, I think what I love about you guys, in addition to a multitude of things, is that you're always reinventing your product. You'll take something that's been a staple for you since day one, and you won't be afraid to take the new system and refine it and make it even better. And your original recipes that you did in your garage have been morphed many times over at this point.
Yes, they have. Yeah. And if it didn't come out to our liking, then we wouldn't put it out in the market. But I think everybody who's had Second Reef is really going to like this one.
Yeah. As you've seen, and I can't remember what that commercial it is, maybe IBM or something, but Nirvana started in a garage.
Yep.
Right? Google started in a garage.
That's
and
right.
Laguna Beach Beer Company started in a garage.
Yep.
And here you guys are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud to be in partnership with you guys. I love the local, the brewery that we have in town, Laguna Beach Beer Company, right there in the canyon next to Sawdust in the Hive. And we're always on the lookout for what you guys are up to next. So thank you for sharing it with
Thanks
us
so
every
much
week.
For having me again.
All right, dude. That's Brent, owner of Laguna Beach Beer Company. We like to play some of the bands they feature at the beer company weekly. And we're going to play Robert John and the Wreck now on KX 93.5.